Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Retirement Your Way, brought to you by Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope, with your host, insurance professional Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
Hi, guys. What are we talking about today?
Well, Gary, I think we ought to talk about Social Security and whether we should take it earlier or later and maybe figure out the break-even point.
I think that's a great idea, and that's one thing that we sit and talk with people about all the time. Should you take your Social Security benefits at 62 and take a reduced benefit for the rest of your life? Should you wait until you're at full retirement age, which varies based on when you were born? Or should you wait and not take your Social Security benefits till you're 70? And, you know, the answer to that is it depends. It depends on where you are, how much you've saved, how you've saved, and what your needs are. I took my Social Security at 62. Looking back, I maybe wish I would have waited a few years. The great thing about Social Security is it has a built-in cost of living increase based on the Consumer Price Index. This year, we may get an increase in our Social Security benefits for as much as 10%. It depends on how much inflation has gone up this year. So that's a great thing. There is a break-even point that we use a calculator to help you figure out when you should take your Social Security benefits, because the answer is not the same answer for everyone out here. If you do defer, and it's different even for couples, for a couple who've both been working, it may make sense for the person who's made less to go ahead and activate their Social Security as soon as they can and let the higher wage earner let theirs continue to grow. But that's one of the things we look at when we sit down and put together a written plan for your future.
What do you mean by a break-even point?
Well, in my case, I started taking my Social Security benefits at 62, so I'm getting about 30% less than I would have gotten at 65, actually 66. But during the 3 years between 62 and 65, I was getting money. And I think it was probably $25,000-$30,000. So I got $90,000 extra. Well, I got $90,000 between 62 and 65. So you have to take a look at, by taking a lower amount, how long does it take me to break even for taking that money early? In my case, it's 78. So when I'm 78, I will start to feel the impact of taking a lower Social Security payment.
I see.
I've still collected the same amount of money. It just depends on when you want to get it. Anyway, that and it sounds complicated. It's not really that complicated. You always want to defer taking Social Security for as long as you can. Obviously, if you need it, you take it when you need it, because that's what it's there for. People rely on Social Security a lot in retirement. It's guaranteed income, and that's what we talk to people about. We're going to talk in just a second about how products that we're using are now about to be recommended and suggested in 401k plans, because like Social Security, it's guaranteed income that never goes away. So you never have to worry about opening the mailbox on whatever day you get your Social Security payment and a check not being there, unless the government goes broke.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't go broke because they just have to print more money.
We encourage our radio program listeners to call Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope to get assistance in how to take your Social Security. Bring the letter you receive from Social Security that breaks it down for you.
Yes.
And y'all can sit down and do an analysis and a consultation at no charge, no pressure, no obligation. Simply call and say you heard about it on the radio. Those numbers are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. We had a client come in yesterday and he brought his Social Security statement. Everyone can get this every year. All you have to do is go register at the Social Security website, and they will send you an update annually of how much you have put in your Social Security account every year. And I think on one of the pages, it even gives you some estimates based on your current age and current earnings, what your Social Security payments will be at some point in the future. So that's one of the things that we sit down and look at, because without having a plan, you're just like taking a road trip and saying, well, I want to go to Florida. Well, which way do you go? You certainly don't go north. If you're in Alabama, you need to go south or east. So a written plan gives you a direction of where you want to go.
And Gary, that's another reason why you should consider talking to a financial advisor when it does make the most sense to take your Social Security benefits. And sitting down and talking about, you know, if you have a 401k or a pension at work or a different IRA or an annuity or a taxable brokerage account or a CD or all of those above, you know, those can also affect when you might decide to take your Social Security if you're getting payments or taking money out of those to sustain your lifestyle.
Absolutely, because if you make too much money while you're taking Social Security, you give up some of that money. Social Security will take it back during a certain period of time based on what you earn. So it's important to understand how all these factors affect how much money you have to pay your bills every month when you're in retirement. I don't care if you're working part-time or none. Your light bill is going to come every month. Your grocery bill is going to be there every week. Your gas bills, unless we all convert to electric cars. All those expenses are going to be there every week, every month of your life. And for many of us, that's going to be for 25, 30, maybe 40 years. So you have to have a plan in place that says, here's how much money I need every month, and here's how much I've got. And then we have to figure out where the gap is and how we can make up that gap. Now, we just read this morning, and I think this is the best compliment of what Jim Bird said on this program for 14 years and what I've been saying for the last 5 years. Congress is working on a bill right now to require people to have an annuity option within their 401ks. They've never had this. You've had different options of different types of mutual funds or stock accounts. They go by a whole bunch of different names, and quite honestly, most people don't even look at them. You know, they may say, oh, I want to be in the most aggressive, and I did this when I was contributing to my 401k. We had something called a balanced allocation. We had something called, I forget the name of the most aggressive one, but it was all in equities. But now Congress is working on a bill to mandate that you have an annuity option within your 401k. And why do they want to do that? Because it's the only type of financial product that can guarantee you a lifetime income, just like Social Security. But unlike Social Security, if two people are working and two people retire and two people are receiving Social Security, when one of you dies, one of those checks goes away.
That's right, Gary. And something else to keep in mind, if you do have an income annuity in your portfolio, it might also allow you the opportunity to delay taking Social Security, so you could possibly maximize your Social Security benefits.
Oh, absolutely. Depending on when you retire, if you are old enough, now, you know, if you're under 59 and a half, you face a 10% IRS penalty for pulling money out of a 401 or any tax-deferred plan. But after 59 and a half, if you decide to retire early, well, for some people, it's going to make sense to activate or pull some income out of that 401 and delay your Social Security benefits, because they do grow at a certain rate between 62 and 65. They grow at a higher rate between 65 and 70. It depends on what you need. And that's what we sit down in our discovery meetings and ask people, what do you need? How much money do you need?
It's complicated, which is why we encourage you to have that sit-down conversation with Gary Garner and the group at Relax and Retire Financial Services in Fairhope. Simply pick up the phone and call. Write this number down if you're listening on the weekend. Let them know you'd like to make a complimentary consultation at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. So here's the big question. What kind of an annuity are you going to have if you have that option in a 401k? We do these every day. And there are different flavors of annuities for different reasons. We've got short-term annuities that pay a guaranteed interest rate. A guaranteed interest rate just like you would have in a CD. They're not FDIC insured. They're backed by the full faith and strength and integrity of the companies that you're working with. But they are guaranteed to pay a set interest rate. And if you have money sitting in a bank account right now or a mutual fund that's making probably 0.02%, you need to come talk to us, because with inflation still raging at 7 or 8% and money sitting on the sideline that is going to be worth 7 to 8% less based on what it can buy due to inflation, if you could get 2, 3, 4% for a stated period of time, short term, that might be a good option. That's something that might be offered in a 401k. They might offer you a variable annuity in a 401k. That type of annuity is tied directly to the stock market. And, you know, maybe for some folks, that is probably not a bad option. If you're young, you can afford that risk. If you're older, boy, you don't need that kind of risk. So you might be better with a fixed indexed annuity, one that does have the opportunity to earn some returns based on stock market indexes, but that will guarantee you that you can never, ever, ever have a loss.
And you don't have to wait for the federal government's designation. You offer those products, annuities, every single day.
Exactly. And just like everything else that's offered in a 401k, what amount of advice do you get with your money in a 401k? Not a whole lot. And you don't know who you're talking to. I really prefer sitting down across the desk from someone that I can look eye to eye and say, hey, what can you do for me? How can you make my money grow? And are you going to be there next year? What happens if you change jobs? You know, right now, if you change jobs and you have a 401k from an old employer, you just let it sit there. Are they going to care about you 2, 3, 5, 10 years after you've left them? Most employers, after you've left, encourage you to move that money somewhere. So it's a complicated question, but it's one that we can help you answer today. If you're looking for a place to put your money where you can count on a particular growth rate and you can count on a particular amount of income that we can show you from day one, I can tell you at any given year just about exactly what it's going to pay out. Now, there are very few investment products where anybody can guarantee you even that it's going to be there the next day. I can take that part of the risk off the table. And that's one of the things that I think we help people do most. Identify your risks. You know, I've said this time and time on this show, your biggest risk is losing money. Don't ever forget what happened in 2008. People lost 37% of what they had saved 30 years for, and it took several years for it to come back. If you're retiring and you lose 20% in your retirement account and you need to start drawing that money out, what's that going to do to your lifestyle? I guarantee you, it's going to change your lifestyle unless you just got another pile of money sitting somewhere. So that's why you need to come in and talk with us. We help you look 20, 30 years to the future and help you get the peace of mind to know this is what I can count on. I can count on Social Security as long as I'm alive.
So if you'd like to take advantage, again, the numbers to call for a consultation concerning the annuities and or Social Security at Relax and Retire Financial Services are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
And toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And the new website?
RelaxRetire.com.
RelaxRetire.com.
And you know we're in football season, and what do I also say about football games? Football games are won by the planning that goes in before the game. You don't just walk out on that field and say, well, go throw a touchdown. You practice that. You plan for it. You put together a game plan, just like we tell people when they come in and talk about a retirement date. We put together a game plan. We write it down. We review it with them every year. Some of our clients come in multiple times during the year, and we encourage them to do that, because a plan is only good if you're monitoring it. And if the person you're working with right now is not calling you, well, maybe you ought to ask yourself, why aren't they calling me? That's what we do.
Well, Gary, when we talk about planning, to me that implies we're taking steps to prepare for something before it happens. And obviously, we've already seen things happen. So is it too late for you to help someone you weren't already working with?
No, absolutely not. It just, we have fewer options the longer you wait to start planning. But why do you think people are encouraged to contribute to a 401k when they start with a company? The company I worked with wanted you to contribute. In fact, they not only want you to contribute, if you're lucky enough to work for a company that really cares about you, they're going to match some of that money that you're putting in. And you should absolutely do that. You should put in every dollar that you can get a match on, because that's 100% return right away. The only drawback, and this is, you know, there's two sides to everything, it's going in tax deferred. So most people are contributing tax deferred to a 401k. That's good from the standpoint that your money is growing tax free. It's bad from the standpoint that you don't know what your tax rate's going to be 20 years from now. So part of our plan that we put together for you is, should I be contributing all of my money into a 401? Should I be putting it somewhere else? Should I be paying off debts? I'll give Dave Ramsey a little credit here. I don't believe in everything he says, but one thing he says is try to eliminate your debt when you're young. Because when you go into retirement, if you're carrying debt, now you're paying interest that, you know, if you need it, if you have to have it, go ahead and keep it. But the earlier you start to plan, the earlier you come in and talk with us, the longer we have to help you make good decisions.
Like you said, planning is key, and we do offer our radio program listeners a complimentary strategy session, a consultation, no pressure, no obligation. Let's look at that portfolio, see what you've got, and if you're headed where you think you're headed, if it's where you want to go for your retirement future. Call Relax and Retire Financial Services today at 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free, 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You know, we started talking about Social Security, and that, you know, for 40% of us, that's the bulk of what we're going to have to spend when we retire. That's just a cold, hard statistic. The other thing that everybody worries about, and we have this question all the time, is how am I going to pay for my health care cost when I decide to retire? We had a couple come in yesterday. The husband was 3 years older than the spouse. He wants to retire at 68. Well, she's going to be 65 at 68, so that math kind of works out, because both of them will be able to sign up for Medicare. We help people look at Medicare plans to help cover part of the cost that Medicare doesn't cover. You know, Medicare is not free. You pay for your Part B, your Part A, which is hospital benefits. You've been paying for that all the time you've been working. So there, other than some copays and some deductibles, there's not a cost for Part A. For Part B, you have to pay for it. You have to qualify for it. And then for most people, if you're using original Medicare, you're going to cover 20% of the cost that Medicare doesn't cover. So we encourage you to take a look. And if you are watching television right now, you see Joe Namath and Jimmy Walker and, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many people that are talking about Medicare plans. We really can't talk about what the new plans are going to be yet because they'll be unveiled October the 7th. So if you are using Medicare, come in and let us help you decide what sort of supplement or advantage plan, hospital indemnity plan, dental vision plan is right for you, because your income is number one in retiring. You have to have income to pay your bills. Number two on everybody's list is, how am I going to cover the cost of health care? And health care costs are rising faster than college tuitions. So these are two of the really big bucket items that we want you to come in and sit down with us. Even if you're not Medicare age, you need to kind of prepare for when you're going to retire. It kind of goes back to the Social Security question. Should I take my benefits at 62, 65, 70? Those are the kind of things that we love to sit down and talk to people about, because it gives you the written plan that you can look at every year. And we encourage you, please come in and talk with us every year. If you're not one of our clients and you want a second opinion, come in and give us a chance to show you what we do. We love what we do. We've been doing it for 14 years with Jim Bird's leadership. And now that Victoria and I have taken over the company, we're going to continue that history of helping people.
So those numbers again, if you'd like to call for more information or a complimentary consultation, 625-1226.
625-1226.
Toll free is 877-251-1984.
Hey, you want to hear something crazy? I just read this yesterday. Some states are going to tax you if you do not have long-term care insurance.
I read something about that. Isn't that crazy? They want to tax you for something you don't even have.
Right. It's already happening in Washington State. Looks like California and some of the other states are proposing this. I can imagine how people are going to feel to be told, if you don't have it, we're going to tax you on it.
No different than the Obamacare.
It's kind of similar. Long-term care is something that we have to account for, because the greatest threat to everyone's retirement savings is our longevity. The longer we live, the more we're going to tax the bodies that we have. So some people do buy long-term care insurance, but that can be $10,000-$15,000 a year, and if you don't use it, it's just like renting a house. It's gone. So do you want to spend $15,000 a year for 20 years and never get sick? Well, you never want to get sick. So in some of our products, the income that you're getting can double if you have a health emergency. You have to qualify for it, but that is just a way to help offset some of the increased costs that can happen. We see clients come in all the time that have had mild strokes, and you know, all of a sudden you need care. It starts out with a family member coming in to help you, and you know, at a certain point, I just talked to my sister about this for one of our relatives. At some point, that care can be 24 hours, and you need to have someone to help you with it. So it's a way that it can help offset some of that cost. It goes back to planning, and I know I repeat this 100 times, but a well-planned retirement is one that gives you a lot of peace of mind, because it helps answer the questions before you even get there. I don't want my clients to come in the day before they retire and say, I don't know how I'm going to afford to retire. We had a client 2 years ago, and this is one of our great success stories. He came in, he'd been working 50, 60 years, working night shifts, and he came in and he said, look, it's kind of like the lawyer, I don't know if I'm big enough for you. He came in, he said, I don't even know if I can afford to retire. So we looked at what he had saved, we found an appropriate product for him. This year, he's turning on the income, and that income's going to last the rest of his life, and guess what? He's retired. He doesn't have to go in at 3 in the afternoon and work till 7 the next morning, or 3 to 11, 11 to 7. So that's the kind of thing that makes you feel good when someone comes in and you can say, hey, you've saved. You've really done a good job. Now let us show you how to, one, protect it, because you cannot afford to lose your money in retirement because you've trusted it all to the stock market. I'm not saying the stock market is bad, but when you get to be 65, 70 years old, you have to stretch that money probably for 25 to 30 years, and you can't stretch what you don't have. If you have zero, I can't ever make it worth more than zero. So as Warren Buffett says, never lose money.
Right, Gary. And, you know, this just goes back to, we had a couple that came in, and we're going to kind of wind this up. But the main point is the importance of sitting down with someone and reevaluating. We had a couple that you met with just recently, and he had been working at shift work. And as he was doing this, he had a health issue. You know, health concerns are one of those big gotchas that you don't expect. But the way that it affected he and his wife was that his 401k was also going down while he was out of work. And he had a certain set dollar amount that he wanted to retire at because of his health, his unexpected health consequence. And now he is less than what he was when he started working. And you're still talking with them and trying to find a way to help them get to the point of retirement, having to readjust and reevaluate what they're looking at to help that goal become possible.
Yeah, because retirement's the biggest job you'll ever have. And think about it. You have to generate all the money to pay all your bills other than Social Security, or maybe you're lucky enough to have a pension. There's still a few of those around, but for most of us, what we have to spend to maintain our lifestyle is what we've saved, how we've made it grow, and how we've protected it so that we don't lose it.
So if you'd like some more information on how to protect or invest in or create your retirement, or advice on if you're where you think you are or where you should be, whatever the case may be, pick up the phone and contact Relax and Retire Financial Services for a complimentary consultation. Thank you, Gary Garner and Vicki Miller.
Thank you, Lori.
Those numbers again are 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to relaxretire.com. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Retirement Your Way. Relax and Retire Financial Services is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This program is a paid placement.